You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A wonderful question today, and we've got Devlin Eden with us. Today's question from Rob. Rob says, my Garmin watch calculates my training zones based on max heart rate from my history and my current resting heart rate. I just finished up my 8th week of MAF training, and second MAF test is coming, and I didn't see any improvement in my time. But I noticed that all my runs with a MAF heart rate are in zone 1 on his watch. Am I getting the most out of these runs, or should I be training according to zone 2 on my watch, or should he be training to the MAF zones, or the sort of pacing zones essentially that we've prescribed? How accurate are those zones on a Garmin or a Polar? I mean, we're talking Garmin here, but they've all got their own way of working things out.
Yeah, so I think that's the first thing. They have got their own way and their algorithms. However, they're generally on a standardized model, all right? Now, the problem is there's the archaic way of looking at things where we go the 220 minus the age to give a max, which is completely arbitrary, and we really stay away from that. Yes, your watch does learn and pick up things over time in terms of threshold heart rates and that. Now, the only true way to know your true maximum is to actually do a maximal effort test or a ramp test where we can get your heart rate to a true max. Once we can plug that in, the zones that are in your watch then calculates percentages of that max. Now, I'm hoping that in this case that has been done. And if that is the case and he's seeing that his MAF runs are running in zone 1, that again is not the end of the world. So what we're looking for is typically MAF. Remember, MAF is, again, airs a little bit on that side of caution where we are trying to force that heart rate nice and low, trying to force the intensity nice and low. But there are times certain people have higher heart rates, and we do need to tweak those slightly. So again, if that is the case, we would then maybe suggest doing a 30 to 40 minute time trial, all out efforts, sort of 30 to 40 minute run, and we can tweak the heart rates based on that to adjust what your MAF heart rate zone should be. So yes, there's always going to be a little bit of room for tweaking certain things and fine tuning things rather. I wouldn't say don't trust the Garmin, but at the same time, you need to make sure that if you are trusting the Garmin, you have the correct data put into the Garmin in the first place.
And while on that subject, heart rate, wrist versus chest is also probably a big one. We probably should have said that up front, because a lot of the new watches don't have chest straps. They're all wrist-based, and we've just seen they're not as accurate as we'd like them to be.
Yeah, and not just that they're not accurate, they also just fluctuate so much. And especially with the female runners who generally have smaller wrists, it means that watch has to be extremely tight on your wrist as well. There's just too much movement with the watch on the wrist. So a chest strap is always going to be your first prize if you are monitoring heart rate and you are trying to monitor heart rate correctly.
Yep, absolutely. Are you trying to say I've got fat wrists, Steve?
No comment.
Thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury, or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.